The recorder's on.
This is Ted Weiskull, chair of the KPFT local station board. It is February the 13th, 2019. We are at the Midtown Bar and Grill for the February meeting of the KPFT local station board. I am welcoming staff recognition. Is there anyone who wishes to recognize any staff members who have done meritorious service for the organization since our last meeting?
I want to honor the passing of Mother Denver.
May we have a moment of silence, or even more than a moment, in her honor. She was a member of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. I thank you all very much. We are now at roll call. Please say either present or here as I call your name. And answer it for me or something. Hang it up. Alana Perrine.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
Present.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Bob Gardner. Dwayne Mark.
Absent.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
Susie Moreno.
Here.
Venetia Patel, absence. Requested an excused absence. She's out of town and ill. Is there any objection to excusing the
point
absence?
Of order?
Yes, sir.
We haven't finished performing roll calls. So we don't have quorum, so we can't excuse any absences.
Your point is well taken. Ben Perido.
Here.
Nancy Saibon-Artoni.
Present.
Casey Sinclair. Rita Washington. Ted Weiskull, Benicia Williams,
here.
Wesley Bethune,
here.
Bill Crozier,
here.
Elaine Duncan requested an excused absence.
Dwayne's here.
Don Freeman, Wally James, Jim Krafka, Adrienne LaViolette, Matthew Moore, Rick Potoff, Egberto Willis. Are there any motions we have?
I move to excuse absences for Venetia Patel and who was the other person?
One moment.
Elaine Duncan.
Yeah.
First, I want to double check by counting. I see that Dwayne Lark has arrived, correct?
Right.
Mr. Chair, could you please note that Rhonda Gardner has shown up for this meeting? I know that I'm not on your roll call, but until the elections...
No interruptions, please.
Please mind your own business, Nancy. May I have the sign-in sheet, please?
There is no sign-in sheet.
There is no sign-in
Ms. Garner, I have noted your request.
Thank you very much, Alana.
Dwayne Lark, are you here?
Right.
Okay. If you wish to interrupt, it is either by saying point of order or point of information. State your point.
You failed to call Deb Shapiro's name and also Elaine Duncan requested telephone
information. Point of order, they were both removed in December.
Your point of order is being contested by Ben Perido. Would you please speak to your point of order?
They were both removed in December, and Bill was at the meeting, and he knows that.
Elaine Duncan was not removed.
He said Deb
and Dwayne.
Okay, Dave.
Okay. Bill, on the case of Elaine Duncan, what is your point of order?
She requested telephone participation. Can I set that up for
her?
Point of order?
No, we do not have protocols for handling telephone participation.
Is that what we do at the DMV?
So,
point of order.
State your point.
The telephone participation must be written into the bylaws. Currently, although the PNB did pass motions, the standard parliamentary procedure requires any telephone participation to be detailed in bylaws and structured to protect members' rights. Therefore, as previously examined, telephone participation, irrespective of PNB motions, is not permitted at LSVs or other subcommittees.
Your point is well taken.
Challenge.
Have your point of order.
What, Bill?
Challenge your ruling. Challenge your ruling, Chair. May I explain?
No, your motion dies for lack of a second.
You don't need a second for a point for challenge the ruling of the Chair.
Yes, you do, actually. Yeah, sure, yeah, somebody will second you. But
second,
yes, you do.
You're not on the board.
It has not been seconded.
Nobody on the board has seconded.
Somebody will second him. Let's not argue
about
that.
Neither of them are on the board, Bill.
Yeah, Wally seconded. Somebody. Thank you.
I'll second it.
Yeah, second it.
Mr. Chair, request for information.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that this measure, this item, is before the Pacific National Board's attorney, for which he has not given any final direction as to? I consider Mr. Crozier's act as dilatory because he's only trying to hold up time. And this matter is before the attorney, and that's why they created their own LSB in the first place. So to come here and cause this disruption is dilatory.
Yeah. I second it.
I'm going to rule on this. I'm ruling on his point about this matter being dilatory. And I'm going to rule that the motion to appeal from the decision of the chair, I will allow for you to appeal. And I just want to clarify that we have been operating, instead of everyone speaking, you will 3-4 and 3 against for a maximum of 1 minute each, and then we will vote on this motion of appealing the decision of the chair. Bill, since you are the first, I'm going to allow you to speak first for 1 minute.
Okay, thank you. This body is in continuing breach of the bylaws and resolutions and policies established by the Pacifica National Board, and which have been confirmed by the Pacifica General Legal Counsel more than once, and you're continuing to ignore that. Deb Shapko has not been removed. She's still a member of the board. Rhonda Gardner is still a member of the board. And telephone participation has been allowed, and it's being used by several other LSPs. So this business about it not being proper or not possible is really ridiculous. And Elaine asked for telephone participation. There's no reason why we can't do that.
Okay, so Joseph Davis, hand. You have 1 minute.
Okay, in compliance with Article 7, Section 4 of the bylaws of the Foundation, the only basis on which the PNB may overdo or overturn any action of a LSB is under three cases: a violation of laws or bylaws, a violation of the mission of the Foundation, or an excess of authority of the powers granted to an LSB, specifically in the bylaws under Article 7, Section 3, the previous section. None of the motions that have been passed that have granted all these various things from this willy-nilly majority at the PNB met the requirement of the bylaws for affecting LSBs. Therefore, all of them were automatically null and void by Robert's rules, because you cannot create a rule that is in violation of the bylaws. Thank you.
Is there another speaker? You're out of order.
Point of order.
Bill, is there someone else who would like to speak a member of the body who would like to speak in favor of the appeal from the decision of the chair?
I would.
Along.
You're not on the board.
Yes, I am, Ben. I'm not running. Put your tongue in your mouth. Don't put your tongue
point
out.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. There's a disruption.
Excuse
by
me.
Ms. Garner.
Mr. Perrigo just stuck his tongue out at me.
Are you a child?
Are you?
No.
Don't stick your tongue out at me, mister.
Point of order.
Don't.
Thrown
out. No. Don't stick
Rhonda,
your tongue
you
out at
one
me.
1 minute, and Rhonda will be interrupting your minute, but your minute begins now.
The Pacifica National Board has ruled that Deb is still on the board, that Rhonda is still on the board.
No, they have.
Yes, they have. That they are on the board and not allowing people to participate by phone is. You know, you can't do that. You have to allow people to participate by phone, and you are ignoring that, and you are replacing people that should still be on the board.
Dwayne Mark.
Mr. Chair, I believe it's very clear that these people want to have it both ways. They created their own board, and now they come over here to what is considered the original board, and these dilatory acts is only to serve to not allow us to move forward and conduct any type of business. So you need to make up your mind. You created your own board a couple of months ago. You had your own meeting. Now you're here tonight attempting to disrupt what would be our meeting if you want to call it that. You've caused the ED not to pay for what we normally meet. So you're unreasonable, but that's privilege. What do you want to call it, angle privilege?
Exactly.
What do you want to call it, privilege or whatever? You're being ridiculous in the face of things. And those of you who support this foolishness, you ought to just go on to your own meetings. But don't think, if I was chair, you certainly wouldn't be tearing this up like you're doing. And you know you're wrong, but
your
you think you have special privilege.
Is there another speaker in favor of the motion to appeal from the decision of the chair?
Point of information, Ted.
You're out of order.
No, I'm not.
I'm not recognizing you.
I'd like to remind everybody here, 18 years ago, we created a secondary lab. Quit thumbing your nose at me. Don't forget, everybody. Seriously, we took the station back. Don't forget about that.
There is no other speaker in favor of the appeal.
I'm not ashamed to be part of a new revolution.
I'm to speak in favor of the appeal.
I wanted to make a point about
tongue
the telephonic.
Okay.
Now, did we make agreement to stop all of that name-calling and stuff?
As nasty as she's acting, she's playing.
I'm telling you about history. I'm telling you about history. Pacifica history that allows this board to exist.
Alon, you will be the last person to speak on this matter.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Now, it has
did
been...
Wait, hold on. Okay. Did we not make a ruling? Didn't we vote overwhelmingly to stop calling people names and stop being derogatory towards people? Not just Rhonda, everybody. Did we not do that?
Why do you speak after
Venetia,
the fact? You know,
Dwayne, you're out of order, and Venetia, this is not germane to the motion on the floor.
I'm just asking, did we? Because people are mumbling and calling.
You were recognized for the purpose of speaking in favor. I'm sorry. Would you like to speak against the motion by Mr. Crozier to appeal from the decision of the chair?
Yes, I want to make the point that the bylaws, which I don't have word for word reference to at the moment, but the essence of what it's saying for telephonic participation is that the person who is calling in must have equal access to all the other members. In other words, everybody must be able to hear them. And secondly, that they can be called upon or intervene, you know. In other words, your presence has to be equal to everyone else. The fact that somebody can be on a telephone line does not make them equal. And I have said this before, to have proper technology, we need to have a microphone, a speaker, and ideally even a video conferencing screen. I have participated in meetings with other organizations that they do that.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Okay, we are about to go to a vote on this matter. State your point.
Along the line,
not an expert
on electronics or
machine. That's not a point of order, and you're out of order. We're going to go to a vote. All those.
I want to say, does anyone here need anything from the waitress?
No. Okay. I'm going to ask for those who are in favor of the motion to appeal from the decision of the chair to raise their hands. This is in support of Bill Crozier's motion to appeal from the decision of the chair. All those in favor, please raise your hand. One, two, three. All those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six.
You forget Bob behind you.
Seven.
Wesley.
The motion fails. We will now go to the. State your point.
Just like, please put in the minutes that I am leaving this meeting and it's not being conducted.
Point of
personal privilege.
Oh, there they are. Thank
Point of personal privilege.
I would like for it to be noted on the record that I was in attendance.
Who are you?
Point of personal privilege. Neither of those requests are going to be recognized or approved. People can leave meetings, but there's been no history of announcing who.
Point of personal privilege.
It is point
of order.
It is in our bylaws that Egberto Willis, as a new member of
point
the
of order. Point of order.
State your point.
I want to stop you for a second, Bill. Bill, you can raise a point of order. Any point of order, irrespective of what it is entered into the minutes, and so you can raise a point of order to force your expression of why you're leaving in the minutes. Okay. You say you want to put it in the minutes. That's the legal way to do it. I'm giving you a way to do exactly what you asked to do.
He's not interested, Joseph.
That doesn't get in there in the minutes. Point of order is
due. I've already made the point of order. This meeting.
Okay, do what you want, Bill.
That's what happened.
Well, it's not in the minutes. You can do it.
Hey, Berto, as a new member of this body,
hi, Billy.
Number one. Welcome. You're out of order. I want to welcome you, and I would love to give you 2 minutes to introduce yourself and say whatever you wish to say.
All right. Yeah, I do want to say sorry. I have zero history with
you.
I have zero. You can at least somebody listen.
You're out of order.
Hello.
You're out of order.
Wanda. Okay. This is my first meeting. All right. I've seen emails going across. I'm going to be frank. I think everybody in this room cares about KPMG. But what I see here appears very childish. In my honest personal opinion, I'm sorry for just saying it that way. I know there's a whole lot of history that I know nothing about. And so my ignorance, let that be my ignorance. But that aside, I don't think we should be behaving in the form that we're behaving. And it's not just here. It's on the emails that I get day in and day out, day in and day out. It's really not becoming of who we say we are. So that is my statement to the group. And I sure as hell hope that you know, folks leave their own personal. I'm not here for person. I'm a progressive activist using this station trying to get something done. And I don't mean playing for ego or anything, but something done. And if we stay this way, and I, like I said, I know there's not a lot that I know, but if we stay this way, we're not going to get a damn thing done. That's my point, and I'll be quiet from now on.
Well, we hope not. You're welcome to speak as the rules provide you with that opportunity.
Ted, point of order.
State your point.
It was your duty at the last meeting to seat a replacement for Adriana. There's been no movement on that as far as we can tell. What is the reason?
We are approximately 1 month away from hearing the results of an election. I made an effort to contact the membership office and to get the contact information on the four individuals who were the remaining pool from the last election. That office is in a great deal of turmoil, and I never heard back from the people who were working there, and that is why why I have not reached them. In the midst of all of that, I attempted to get funds allocated for the use of the Montrose Center for tonight's meeting. When I went to the Montrose Center, they requested payment from the KPFT treasury, so to speak. I went to the radio station. I'm just talking about all of the confusion.
But I don't think they have anything to do with these questions.
It does, in the sense that I dropped the ball on it, trying to secure a location
point of information
for tonight's meeting, and that was taking up my time.
Point of information. So is Adriana still seated?
Request for information.
What is your request for information?
Would you allow one of the PNB members who have more information regarding the gentleman's question as it relates to if the PNB has certainly extended the tenure of PNB delegates? How is it not that the tenure of a local station board member, which is a requirement for a PNB delegate, would not be extended?
You know, I am not clear. I mean, we have one item in the bylaws that says that after 6 years, you cannot serve any longer. The Pacifica National Board has extended the terms of someone who has 5 years and now longer service on the National Board. I would like, in the last case where Mr. Crozier made his appeal of my decision, you made the ruling. And I think it's up to you to make the ruling on this case regarding the membership on this body of Adriana Castaneda.
Point of order.
State your point.
As previously stated, the PNB's power is limited under Article 7, Section 4. There's only three cases. They cannot extend a member's delegate membership of this board because it's not a violation of the bylaws, it's not about the mission, and the other thing. I mean, all you got to do is read that article yourself. So it doesn't matter, and I think Ms. Castaneda was a fantastic person, I like having her on the board, but they can't just make a ruling and say somebody is still on this board. That's not within their power. It's against the bylaws. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Point of information. I'd like it to be noted in the
minutes.
Is this
a request for information?
I don't know, Ted.
Is it a question?
Let me say it, and then you tell me.
I'll stop your mid sentence.
I'm not
going
to use the form of a question. How about that? Please note in the minutes that this is Jim Kropka's third unexcused absence. And Chair Ted Wisegill is not using the attendance tracker as he has been requested, and I think wisely advised to do. But that's the only way that that information will be logged.
Okay, there is a question there, and I will address that.
Where was the question?
It has been the practice of this body to wait until the end of the third absence, and if Mr. Crafto were to walk in at 9:59, his presence would be noted.
Request for information. How are you tracking attendance?
By taking roll and checking off the names of the people. That's it. Hey, we're flying by the seat of our pants.
Are we? You are.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
Admittedly. Okay, is there... does anybody object to Adriana?
I just wanted to add that Casey Sinclair has been doing a good job of providing the attendance records in a...
Along, you're out of order. This is not a point of information. It is giving information.
Yes.
And you're right about what you just said. But I want to move this meeting along and get some business done.
Do you know?
Okay,
what
I
about
would
attendance?
Like, since this matter directly involves Adriana Castaneda, is there any objection to allowing her to speak on the question before us, her ability to participate in this meeting? Adriana.
Sorry,
who's
Wesley?
No.
You?
Okay. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Right. The name is Wesley, can you leave the room while you're on the phone?
What? It's a cordless unit.
Please.
Okay, move on.
Speak up.
Okay.
Speak very loud.
Okay.
Anybody that have the stomach to pay attention, to listen to the PMB meetings, we realize that at every meeting, some of the minority directors are very clearly stating that, and put it like a point of order, that we, that was by law, said that we cannot extend our terms. But the PMB is doing it for the whole PMB, for everybody. In this case, it's me, but in other stations, you have other people in the same situation. But we have our the Pacifica lawyer saying that we can extend for a short period of time. In order to, and I explained it in our last meeting, I was taking down the PMB list, I don't receive any of the emails. But suddenly, after the lawyer said that everybody is extended, we went to the meeting, we put the point of order saying that we think, and we attend the meeting under protest, and saying the reason is why I'm not leaving the meeting, because KPFT needs to have representation, four directors. And in the meantime, that the lawyer keeps saying that we should, I cannot step down, but I'm under protest. All of us say that we are under protest, right? That is a big problem for us. We don't know what to do. I personally, like I said, I can send a point of order to new people. That's why I'm not, in a way, trying to force leaving in the meeting, because I believe that it's wrong. But the PMB is the one, we are the committee. The PMB can say, one thing that they can say is, we stand the chance. The lawyer said we can, I don't know what else to do.
Okay, I'm going to run this by the body. All those in favor of including Adriana Castaneda as a member of this body tonight.
No, Mr. Chair. What I'm asking is to leave me aside, because I don't
I understand what I understood that. But I'm leaving the decision to the body, and if they allow you,
you
can
then. That's what she's saying.
No, it is not.
She's saying it is.
Well, she can be silent. She can be silent.
She doesn't want to set a precedent that she knows is wrong.
Well, let me take the vote, and then you can decide what you want to do.
Point of order, you may not take the vote.
You out of order.
You can't do that. Just because you want to.
She tries to do the right thing, and you try to do the wrong thing.
FYI.
I agree with her, and I would.
Okay, we do not want no record.
Is there anybody who wants to have a vote on this matter?
No.
Fine. That settles it. Okay. The next item on tonight's agenda is agenda approval. I emailed all of you and asked you if you would like to have a written copy. And I have it on my cell phone that I did send it to everyone, but I've added something, and with your permission, under the heading, consent agenda.
What is the date of that?
I don't recall. The 7th, I think, of February?
I don't see an agenda.
He sent one and then he sent another one.
I'm asking you to suspend one of our standing rules so we can consider two items. One being membership in the Houston Peace and Justice Center, and the other one being the status of the selection of the general manager and a communique that I have received from Maxie Jackson III, and if you approve that, it will be the first item after we approve the rest of the agenda, which includes additions and corrections to the minutes, standing and special committee reports, including the CAB update, if there is one, and committee reports, question and answer, public comment at 8 o'clock, which is in 6 minutes, a Pacifica National Board report, LSB committee reports, old business, unfinished business, and new business. And in the spirit of trying to get through this agenda, I have not identified every item within that. I could forward this to all of you via email right now.
I object.
What do you object to?
I'd like to set executive session time certain to follow immediately after public comment.
A second. Is there...
I second it.
Okay. Is there any objection to... Can you tell us just in general what the purpose of the executive session is?
Will you go ahead and do your job as chair and ask if there's any objection?
Well, for us to vote on this, we have to have
There's no vote if there's no objection, right?
No, he's right. You have to have a reason for going into executive session.
Oh, okay, because I'd like to present a motion that's not for the public.
Okay.
And I came here last meeting to do it, and you didn't manage the agenda well, and we didn't get to it.
Did?
Okay. All those in favor of going into executive session for a matter that is not for the digestion, the consideration, or hearing of the public, and this would be right after public comment, all those in favor, please raise your hands. Aye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed? Opposed?
No, 9. You missed him on the...
It passes. Okay. Is there any objection to the rest of the agenda as I have just described it? Okay. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of our January meeting? Hearing none.
Yeah. said the car raffle, the car show, the truck raffle was $12,000. That was the value of the truck. It made $20,000 something hundred. So that just that figure was wrong. It said $12,000 we made. No, we made $20,800.
Alon, will you please make that correction to the minutes that we made $20,000 in the car raffle?
Can you locate that for me in the sequence of the text?
I'm sure Nancy will do that at some point in time during the meeting. Okay. With that one correction, minutes will be filed. Consent items. State your point.
Does anyone know the Wi-Fi password here?
I don't.
Well, you're in the back. I'll go ahead.
Okay.
Midtown 1?
All lowercase?
All lowercase. Midtown 1.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I said, he changed December 19 minutes, not the current minutes.
Okay, all right. We can go back to those. Is there any objection to correcting the December minutes where it reflected that we made $12,000 when in fact we made $20,000 in the car raffle? Thank you.
What?
Truck raffle. Truck. Okay. You're not participating in the meeting.
You're not paying attention.
We made
$20,000. Okay. All right. Consent.
Request for information.
Do you guys want to get some business done?
Yes, the business I've put forth would be very important to me.
What is it?
Is there any proof about these numbers that we're entering into the official records? Is there any by which anyone has verified that?
Marquise's
report. Where is it? Marquise's report is the answer. Do you object to that?
True, I do object.
Is there anybody who wishes to join Dwayne in objecting, and then I will ask those who are...
I'll join Dwayne.
Those who support Nancy's contention that the figure is 20,000 and should be reflected in the minutes.
It's not 12,000, that's the...
Okay. All right. Those who support Dwayne's contention that the minutes should not be changed, please raise their hands. 1, 2, 3, 4... Those opposed, please raise your hands. One, then the minutes will not be changed. You'll have to bring further evidence at another time. Yes, Joseph.
May I move that this issue be referred to the Finance Committee where it can be verified?
Exactly.
Is there any objection?
No.
Any objection to sending it to the Finance Committee? All right, that will be done. Although it was not on the agenda at this point. Okay. The Houston Peace and Justice Center is an organization that we have belonged to intermittently in the past. We have not paid the $25 annual dues. This is about telling management that we wish $25 to come out of the budget and to submit a request for our membership. It is also about selecting someone to be our delegate to serve on the Houston Peace and Justice Center body. State your point.
I believe this matter should be referred to the Finance Committee, not necessarily be taken up and discussed in this.
Second.
I'm going to ruin your point of... Is that a point of order?
Well, because I believe that it's the order of business.
We just a few moments ago, when I asked if we could add two items to the consent agenda and take them up now, you said
it just got taken up.
That.
It just got taken up.
I second that we vote on it now. But I'm objecting.
I second his motion.
All those in favor of sending this matter to the Finance Committee, please raise their hands. Those opposed? The motion passes. The second matter is the status of the hiring of a general manager, and I would like to throw this out to the body. I did receive some material from Markeisha Van Zandt Simpson today, talking about what we need to do in order to do this matter properly. Ben.
I move that we seek arbitration with an HR expert who's outside of the organization on Markeisha and the ED's ruling that y'all did not, or the MSRC did not comply with the DEOC.
And I second that.
Would you please put it in writing?
Okay, here we go in writing. I move that we...
I'll let you... The motion has been made and seconded. Would you please speak in favor of your motion, and you can submit in writing what it is later.
Okay, so I move that we seek arbitration from a third-party HR expert on Markeisha and the ED's ruling that the MSRC search was not in compliance with EEOC. The reason being, we're not going to get anywhere arguing back and forth. They have stated their case. It did not comply. We would like closure so that we can move forward, if we have to, with an additional search or with the selection of a candidate from the pool of four.
Is there a financial component to this motion?
To arbitration, usually.
Would you please amend your motion to, or let someone else amend the motion?
A lot of information, whatever.
Well, first Vinicius and then Bob.
Why wasn't this sent to me as the chair of MSRC?
I just got it this afternoon.
My own report.
I got it today, and you'll be able to give your report, and you will be getting this. But this came at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Bob.
What are we talking about here?
Sending the map.
I recall that Maxie put all this crap on hold. And are you saying you got something from him?
Yeah.
So can you reiterate why we're discussing this? Because I'm lost. It sounds to me like Ben's motion, for example,
is
the cart before the horse.
This is not a request for information.
It is. I don't know what's going on.
A request for information is what's going on. And
well, that's what I said.
And then you elaborated on it. Joseph, are you speaking to the motion?
Yes. And as my right to speak, I would like to move that we table this item until the chair of the MSRC is doing a report so that we can have all the information in one presentation. And I think it would make more sense at that point.
Is there any objection? And besides, it's 8:05 and we have members of the community. Are you both here to speak during public comment? Okay, then Jerry, you actually have 30 minutes. I'm sorry, Adriana, you have 15 minutes, and Adriana has 15 minutes. And why don't you come up to this chair here so that we can hear you and your voice can be captured.
Is this one okay?
I'm saying over there, Jerry.
Alright.
Oh, good. This is one of the prerogatives of resigning from this body. You get to talk to it when you can't.
Adriana, I don't want to be too controversial, but I didn't know where she was on the board. Otherwise, I'd need to speak for 30 minutes. I've never had a chance to ever speak for 30 minutes. And I only had about 2 or 3 minutes to speak when we were running for the Certificate National Board.
You have 15.
Okay, I have 15, so let me take up two. All I can pick it up. Anyway, I'm here and decided to see what was going on. I ran into Ted, and also in the last week. And season two, I said, let's see what's happening in KPFT. I left about exactly a year ago, and at that point, it was KPFT was bankrupt or something. And they had gotten a loan. I assumed, though, it seemed like the loan had gone through, and I assumed now it must be the drawer making payments on the loan, but the message can't tell me that. But anyway, so I would like to say, so now I'm back to being what I was for many years, a casual listener. Since I'm primarily interested in political shows, that's what I listen to, and I find myself listening to NPR, which I haven't listened to for many years since I got pissed off at them for secretly supporting the Iraq War. But sometimes I want to hear some talk, and instead of when I'm in my car, it's the only place I'm frankly listening to KPFT, which I think is true of most casual listeners. I hear some music, so I'm occasionally in desperation of my smartphone not syncing with my phone, my Bluetooth or something, I'll switch to NPR. Listen for a few minutes and get discussed. But anyway, it's good to see from what I've seen so far that everything's more or less the same, although that I was in, I've never seen, I have to admit, there's a whole different level of confusion about having two alternate boards, supposedly. So that is something I have not experienced in my 30 months on the board. But anyway, so aside from that, the only other thing I wanted to say is, and this was brought to my attention when I was thinking about running for the national board by somebody in New York. And you can find this by typing in a browser, CIA Timeless Tips for Simple Sabotage. That's sufficient, but of political organizations. Declassified, but it was 1944 by the CIA. And this is what they said. General ways to interfere with organizations. Okay, one, insist on doing everything through channels. Never permit shortcuts to be taken in order to expedite decisions. And I would say, I've seen that on this board. Two, make speeches. Talk as frequently as possible and at great length. Illustrate your points, in parentheses, by long anecdotes and accounts of personal experience. Never hesitate to make a few appropriate patriotic comments. I'm not sure if it's too much patriotic comment, but referring to Pacifica's history, or the founders of Pacifica. Oh, I forgot his name. The guy who started it.
Lou Hill.
Yes, Lou Hill. Or even Ray Hill. Okay, three. When possible, refer all matters to committees for further study and consideration. Attempt to make the committees as large as possible, never less than five. And actually, I would add, if a task can be done by one person, always insist that there is a committee, and preferably an even number, so that you can hopefully get a 2-2 tie or something. Five. Four, bring up irrelevant issues as frequently as possible. Five, haggle over precise wordings of communications, minutes, and resolutions. That's a big one. Six, refer back to matters decided upon at the last meeting and attempt to reopen the question of the advisory of that decision. Seven, this is all good. Advocate caution. Be careful. Urge your fellow conferees to be reasonable and avoid haste, which might result in embarrassment or difficulties later on, or I would add, lawsuits, personal liability. Eight, be worried about the propriety of any decision. Raise the question of whether such action is conflict lies within the jurisdiction of the group, or whether it might be conflict with the policy of another echelon. Then there's a couple of others. Demand everything be in writing. Misunderstand orders. There's another one. Insist on conferences when there's very important matters. But I saw another one. It's like always assign the least competent person to the most important task. Always demand extreme and absolute perfection on the simplest and most meaningless task. And on and on and on. So I would refer you all to that. And I'm not saying that anyone Well, you can get Google it by CIA timeless tips for simple sabotage of political organizations. But all that's CIA's timeless tips for simple sabotage. And you can read these, and I don't know whether back in the... This is book 44. This is written back then about the time Pacifica started. Pacifica, actually, at that point, might have been seen as a communist threat. So I don't know whether maybe this, at the beginning, there were people, you know, that basically engendered this culture which still can exist to this day. Or the CIA just basically studied a couple thousand dysfunctional organizations and, you know, made these rules. And so, whether there are any agents, I don't think, although I always used to wonder, both sides claim the other side is trying to sabotage Pacifica and bankrupt it. And that's the only thing they can agree on is that they can't even accomplish that. Supposedly both sides are trying to. That's unbelievable if you think about it. Two sides fight. Both wants to, like, bankrupt the organization, but they haven't succeeded yet. That's almost a laughable example of dysfunctionality. And and so if you catch yourself doing any of these things, and you're not an agent, which is probably an agent, just the culture being passed on to the people of Pacifica, please stop. Thanks. Nice meeting you all. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay, Adriana. Speak loud so your voice will be captured.
I will try. I want to make some comparison because I know that some of you don't take the time to read with the information that is there. I want to refer what's being done with KPFT. We know that we have five LSPs, right? Every radio station has their own LSP. KPFA LSP testified the PMB resolutions since 2015, when they were ordered to return the $400,000 request to the Pacifica Foundation. They still defied that. Bill Hughes, when he ran, you were here, when he ran for director, saying that he will make KPFA to bring that money back to the national office. Since January 2018, when KPFA LSP makes kind of a trick to eliminate one of their directors, Tom Borges, or Borges, I'm sorry, the third listener director, they are not seeing, they have at least three vacancies in their LSP since the beginning. They are not filling up those vacancies. They are defying the order from the PMB to fill up those seats with the runner-ups. One of the candidates that resigned, that is a lawyer, he keeps suing the foundation. They keep losing, but they keep suing and bringing it to the Superior Court because it cost them nothing to now, and they destroyed it later. And you can see that the PNB is not voiding, nullifying, or canceling any of the KPFA LFB action as unjustifiable done with KPFT because they need the votes of the four directors of the KPFA LSP. WBAI LSP has not met for at least 8 months. Possible to avoid losing majority control because the same happened today. They have at least 3 open seats, and if they sit the runner-ups, they're losing control. Then they don't have meetings. The PMB needs 3 of the 4 votes in that LSP. That's why the PMB is even not allowing one of the directors from WBAI bringing that to the PMB saying the bylaws said that the LSP should meet at least every other month. We are talking about 8 months without a meeting. The PMB is not doing anything. Why? Because they need the directors. But Grace, support you, I'm trying to crash this LSP. Why? Because they cannot control this LSP.
New York?
WBAI is New York, yes. They have every meeting that they are not there. And it's easy. That's why the same happened in all the stations, right? But the only one that they are coming is Talk Jazz. I will, at some point in time, I will show to you their private communication, their secret meetings of PMB members,
we are deciding what to do with KPFT. One of the first matches was through their telephone communication. That is one of the ideas. Something we bring up to the light that you will see. They don't even need. They have all the numbers that they need. Right? That's why they are trying to grasp this LSD. They cannot stand the idea that it's one LSD that they cannot control. Somebody talked about our search for a general manager. I can assure to all of you that is not true. I personally went to the EEOC. It's not, we didn't violate any law. We used the laws that are applied for employment, that are federal laws and local and state laws. It has nothing to do with the EEOC. The EEOC is there to protect if somebody feels that they are not, you know, is something wrong in that. This LSP didn't do, and this certainly didn't do any wrong thing. The PMB hired all their people. Even now, they are hiring other people without following any rules, without disclosing anything, and you know, in total secret. We cannot have, even from the personnel committee, we don't have the minutes, anything. You know, this is a bunch of, I'm sorry the word, but it's a bunch of BS. That is being used to justify. We will present more things, but that is exactly the idea. The idea is control this LSP that is out of control. Why? Because this LSP is not being, you know, and you see, among us, there's a bunch of differences. Sometimes we don't agree in the same issues. It's not a monolithic group that said, yes, I'm vote that way. They don't want that. That they need control of us. I hope that all of you stay there. I hope that all of you have your ground. And please understand, Jerry, you will see that you were part of the people that they want to talk to be asked to some kind of slate, you know, to help Bill and his group.
They haven't contacted them.
Yes, well,
Mr. Chair, have we offered Mr. Sheridan an opportunity?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, please try to understand two things here important. We need to keep this independent. We present the committee, this LSP. It's the only one in the whole foundation that presents the Committee of Inclusion report that is an obligation in our bylaws, and took us almost 3 months for the PMB to allow us to present it to them. And the second thing is the only station that prepared a budget. The Finance Committee did it, this management, approved it, bring it to the LSD approved it. No other station, not even the National Office, approved any budget. And yesterday, you know, that was presented again to the National Finance Committee. Obviously, they don't want that. We, directors in the PMB, the last financial information that we have is the profit and loss, and it's dated October 31st, 2017. It's a year and a half. How do you think that the group of directors can decide on financial moves when you don't have the information? When you are not being allowed, I know that some of them have it, but not the whole board. That is showing you the state of this foundation. We have a loan that we directors don't have all the information yet on how the money was deferred. We have the audit committee. You can listen. It's an open meeting of the audit committee of the PMB. Listen to the auditor and listen to the representative from NIDA that is now the company that they hire to try to put the books, you know, in line in the foundation. Listen to them. We still, the deficiencies that have been marked since 2012 in the cash receipt, we don't know how the money is being dispersed. We don't know how the money is being accounted for. All of that is a wicked. All the auditors are telling us, paying attention, do it. And I know that since 2014, I'm pounding every time the national office and the PMB asking for those controls to be implemented. It's zero, it's critical. No answers at all. Nobody can tell you where are the things, where is the accounting? They keep hiring people, the contracts are not being vetted, nobody disclosed conflict of interest. You know, when you have a contract in a company, you need to tell if you have any conflict of interest. You need to disclose that. If you don't, that is illegal. We directors don't have even answers when we ask those questions. This is the state of this foundation. If somebody is trying to bankrupt it, I believe that somebody is trying to get the foundation. Yes, yes. Because if you pay attention now, for less than $3.5 million, they have every building of the foundation, and they have even the Pacifica Radio Archives, that even the Congress of our country considered that is a jewel. All of that, even the last pencil that is inside one of our stations, is collateral to that loan. Nobody knows. We directors, you can ask the other directors, we cannot have the information about waivers. If we present, we have a lot of obligations that need to comply with the lender in order for this loan to keep going. We don't know. We don't have the information. It's up to you. It's up to you. I know. You know, I'm like a broken record. I keep repeating the same things, and people, and then listen to somebody else. Look at the fact. Do not trust me. But go and check. Make the investigation. If me, the second language person, old person, can investigate and discover all of this, what is your excuse for not finding that information? For not requesting that information? For not telling people you have the obligation to, because you are elected, you are selected. You are not appointed here. You were selected to take care of the money that was entrusted to the foundation. The people that put $25 in this foundation trust all of you to defend those $25. Where are your actions defending those $25? That is what is your obligation. I know this is Trump country, and this is Trump Pacifica too. But please stand up. Say enough is enough. And ask the hard questions. And do not, you know, receive what Adriana, Bill, or whoever tell you. Ask for the proof. Ask for them to give you the information. You have that right. This foundation doesn't belong to me. Doesn't belong to Bill, to Greg Sharon. No, this foundation belongs to the membership. That was the way that this foundation was created. And you are here to try to make those who do not disenfranchise those people. Please do it. I know that it's difficult. And I know that you can hear, the boards are too big. No. It's not the problem of being big. The problem is accountability, transparency and accountability. How could it be that a non-profit like we are have no information, public information at all? How could that be happen? Where are we failing? Sorry.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any objection to going to, back to Ben's motion and in the context of it, Benicia's report related to management selection and review?
point of information was, did you want to speak in public comment?
No. Well, one minute.
Okay. Okay.
Briefly.
one thing that might last 3 days, no, but it's one thing.
St. Patrick's Day parade is coming up. I've been interested in Mark going, being the KPFT group in the parade again. I haven't had permission. I don't know if you have to ask. I'll find out. But I think any parade, if we had a presence there with the goofy band, homemade instruments, playing the real instruments, making the grunting, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day, something green, hat, t-shirt, kazoos, whatever, that might be an option. So, think about that.
St. Patrick's.
Yeah, we had a ride last year at Warm Hope Parade. There was no, I thought I heard the mention of KPFT, but I don't know who they were talking about, but there was no KPFT presence there. I'll email people on the outreach list.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to take off. Goodbye, folks.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Maybe I'll run again someday. Bye-bye.
You can run now.
You should. Yeah.
Huh?
You should.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
right.
Then,
tweet
again.
So, Venetia, if there's no objections, I'm going to yield the floor to you and then back to Ben, and then we'll figure out.
There's an objection. We move to bump everything for executive session.
Then we, the two of us are leaving, and we will do whatever that let us know we will be around.
The people being excluded are Jim Sheridan and
Adriana
Casanabe.
Fair enough. Casanabe. They don't have to. They don't have to leave for long.
Oh, that's okay. Once that you finish,
Jim, remind, we'll call you back.